An object shot down off the Alaskan coast. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today ordering the military to shoot down an object flying over Alaska.
A small unidentified object was spotted last night flying at about 40,000 feet, potentially putting commercial aircraft at risk. It was ordered shot down this morning.
The president absolutely was involved in this decision. He ordered it at the recommendation of Pentagon leaders. He wanted it taken down. And they did that.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the origin of the object is not yet known, nor who owns it. It's also not known if it had any surveillance capabilities. Kirby says the object is much smaller than the Chinese spy balloon shot down over the weekend, describing it as roughly the size of a small car.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The Pentagon says crews have recovered key electronic components of that suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down off the South Carolina coast.
Fox News can confirm that the payload has been found underwater. It is mostly intact. It weighs about 1,000 to 2,000 pounds. It's about the size of a bus. That payload is so important because that's where the majority of the onboard electronics are said to be found.
Fox's Brian Yenis off the coast of South Carolina. Rough sea conditions shutting down recovery efforts until Monday. The White House has confirmed President Biden will travel to Poland later this month as Russia's invasion of Ukraine approaches the one-year mark.
From February 20th to the 22nd, President Biden will travel to Poland. He will meet with President Duda of Poland to discuss our bilateral cooperation, as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Officials say they do not expect the president to cross the border from Poland into Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The website GoFundMe is returning donations from people that were supporting an Arizona rancher's legal defense.
GoFundMe removing all fundraisers for the Arizona rancher who sits in jail for shooting and killing a migrant on his land. The fundraising platform claims its terms of service explicitly prohibit campaigns to raise money to cover the legal defense of anyone formally charged with an alleged violent crime. Any fundraising campaigns for the legal defense of someone charged with murder are removed from our platform. Donors who contributed to the fundraising campaigns for George Allen Kelly's legal expenses have been fully refunded.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. A 13-year-old Cottonwood, Arizona boy is facing serious charges after he allegedly threatened classmates, saying they were on a kill list. Several students and teachers at Mountain View Prep School say the boy repeatedly made the threats. The teen was being held at a juvenile detention center on charges of making a terroristic threat, threatening or intimidating, and interference or disruption of an educational institution. Researchers now say eating less could help you live longer.
Well, that is a claim from a new study out of Columbia University. Experts there are saying slashing calorie intake slows the aging process and reduces the risk of an early death. Columbia U researchers looking at age-related damage on the DNA of participants after telling them to go on a diet for 2 years and eat 25% fewer calories than normal. They found that people who cut the calories were in better shape and a separate group that just scarfed down whatever they wanted. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Rihanna says the hardest part of preparing a Super Bowl halftime show is trying to boil down her 17-year career into 13 minutes. She acknowledges that she had to cut some of her songs, but she came up with a show she calls jam-packed until, quote, the very last second. Rihanna does admit that she's a bit nervous because she has not been on a stage in 7 years. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.